Hello, Aaron.
Hey.
Hey, Aaron. How are you doing today, brother?
Good. How are you?
No, I'm actually doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. It's almost Friday, so that that tends to help a bit sometimes. Abob Septic and Excavation. I know the name, you know, says it all there. But what do you specialize in, if you don't mind me asking? Is it just like septic systems installs, or do you do anything else?
I do septic installation, land clearing, ponds, and like I've got dump trucks and haul gravel and dirt and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. And you've been doing this for how long now, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, the work for about 5 years. I just started this company.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. So
I have a different company. And
okay. Okay. That's what I wanted to ask. So you do have, you know, quite of experience under your belt there. Okay. Are you working alone, sir, or do you have a crew that's working with you?
I told the other lady, I mostly use subcontractors when I need help, so I don't have to worry about workers' comp and insurance and stuff
gotcha.
Like that. So.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I'll, you know, I don't want to waste much of your time, Aaron. I will provide you with what we offer and what we can do for the business. And, you know, if it's something you like, we can move forward. If not, you know, we thank you for your time.
Okay.
Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years now. We are premier partners to Google. And what we are offering, Aaron, is to place Abob Septic and Excavation on the first page of Google. We would set you right alongside Riser Land Clearing, BR Excavation, Dirt Guy Excavation, Texamo Excavation, and BGM Excavators. I'm not sure if you heard of any of these guys before.
Well, I'd heard the first ones when she said the septic companies, but because that's mostly what I do is the septic installs. I just do the other the excavation because I have the equipment.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so you've heard of then like Outdoors, TX, Lake, Kiowa Septic. Okay, yeah, so those are the septic companies. I mean, we can put you on the first page, you know, if you're primarily doing septic installations, and we will set you right alongside of these guys, right, which are your main competition, right? And the reason that, you know, your competition is staying quite busy, I mean, it's not that they're doing anything that's, you know, different than what you're doing. It's simply that they are on that first page of Google, so they become first option. And that's where we would be placing you in. Now, the other question, Aaron, do you have a website for the company?
No, I just have a Facebook page.
A Facebook page. Okay. Part of the service that we offer, Aaron, and we don't charge you anything additional, is that we would actually build the website for the business for you. We don't charge you anything additional for that. Like I said, it's already included in the service that we offer. So we would actually get a website going for you. Here, I'll send you a sample site just so you can take a look at it for your reference here. All right, I just texted over to you. Do you mind letting me know if you received that?
Yes, I got it.
Yeah. Once you open that up, it's going to say, here, let me go in there with you 1 second. Keep in mind, it's just a sample site, right? So I send you one. It's going to say Excavators, Inc. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, on that header, obviously, it would read Abob Septic and Excavation LLC, right? And then you start scrolling down. You know, we will talk about the company, how much experience you have, because, you know, customers like to know what experience you have under your belt. So we'll talk about you and the business. And then we'll list the services that you do, right? Whether, in your case, you're doing more septic work, so we would list you as, you know, a septic installer, along with, you know, if you're doing like a demolition or excavation, and then we will take pictures of your work, right? I'm assuming you are taking pictures of some of your work, Aaron?
Well, a little bit. I'm not been very good about it.
Oh, okay. Well, just as an advice, brother, you should try to take as many pictures as you can, just for reference, because, you know, if you ever get on that first page of Google or, you know, like, you know, we're building your website for you. I mean, we can use, you know, pictures from Google, right? But it always looks a lot more professional when, you know, you have your own pictures and, you know, you show your work, right? So it's always a good idea to take pictures, brother, just as an advice. And then if you, you know, you scroll down, we'll put, of course, the company information, your hours of operations, what areas do you work, what areas do you cover. And then if you look at the bottom right portion of it, you'll see a little phone icon, like a little circle with a little phone in the middle. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will link up that 0213 number of yours onto that little phone icon, and then this way the client will be able to dial you directly. Right? They don't have to be looking up your number. And I mean, again, it'll be your own website for Bob Septic and Excavation. You know, so having your own website just definitely puts you up a notch. You know, makes the business look a lot more legitimate. I mean, not saying that you're not legitimate. Don't misinterpret that, Aaron. I'm just saying it gives that presentation. You know, bumps it up a notch, especially the presence that you'll have on that first page of Google. You say you already have a Facebook page for ABOB. How is that going for you?
It's okay. I'm just really getting into digital stuff. I pay a lady to run the Facebook page. So.
Oh, okay.
She built a website too. I just, you know, I didn't really need a website right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, if you already have a website, I mean, we can promote the one that she built for you if you guys like it. You know, if you guys like it, we can put that on Google.
She didn't do it. I told her not to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, again, we're able to do it for you. Like I said, there's no additional charge for that. Since you do have a Facebook account, what we can do is get that promoted for you on our end where we will run ads for ABOB Septic and Excavation. I'm not sure if you're familiar how ads work, Aaron.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Give them money and they put it where it needs to go. So.
Right. Well, it's already that the, you don't. There you go. Yeah. It just start. You know, you'll start seeing like commercials or ads pop up on people's feed when they're on their Facebook for ABOB Septic and Excavation, which is an excellent way that Google and Facebook are combined. Not only will the clients see you on the first page of Google, but they'll start seeing ads for your business on their Facebook feed. And it's an excellent way. I mean, our clients love that feature because it generates quite a bit of work. But it's that particular feature, as far as the ads, it's already included within our package. We also work with Yelp and Apple. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Yelp.
No, not really. I looked at it a little bit, but not much.
Okay. Well, those are the other two platforms that they're working with. Yelp is, you know, where we would list your business. Yelp is usually a site where, you know, people that are looking for any type of work, whether it's plumbing, electricity, excavation, you know, septic installs, any of those categories, when somebody's looking for work, they go on Yelp because they know that most businesses that are trusted are on Yelp. So we would put you on Yelp, and then we would also put you on Apple. I'm sure you're familiar with Apple. Anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do their searches, they would be able to locate the business as well. Okay. The number one question I do have, and I want to be very transparent, Aaron, is that are you in a position to take on more work?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So the way that it would work, Aaron, is that, you know, anyone in Gainesville or the surrounding areas that you're willing to work, because if I'm not mistaken, you're willing to work about an hour west of where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyone in the area that it's looking for septic installs or excavation, like I said, you will now pop up as one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google. And that's why we ask if you're in the position to take more work, because we know what comes after being on that first page. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, Google is the place that you want to be. I mean, once you're on there, you really don't need anything else. But, I mean, the other platforms that we do offer, I mean, they're just icing on the cake. And our pricing, Aaron, because we are premier Google partners, are actually quite affordable. Our monthly rate is $249. The only thing that you pay the first month is a $99 setup charge, and that's across the board for all new clients. They pay a $99 charge for setup. But every month with us is $249. That's a flat rate. We're not on a pay-per-lead service. You know, we learned throughout the 20 years that we've been in business that clients don't want to be on a pay-per-lead. I'm not sure if you know what a pay-per-lead is, but it's where...
I'm on Angie Leads, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know...
Hey, here's where I'm at on the deal. I'm trying to grow this business, and I'm going to spend the money on marketing, and wherever it makes sense and wherever it makes money, I'm going to keep spending money there, sir.
Okay, that's what I was giving different
options, and whichever one works, you know?
Yep. Well, you know what, Aaron, if I'm being a straight shooter with you, man, once you're on Google, you're going to see the difference. It doesn't matter if you're on Angie's, if you're on Home Advisor, if you're on Yelp, even though we work with Yelp, if, you know, any of those platforms. I mean, they are going to bring you, you know, maybe a small portion of work, but you're going to see the difference once you're on Google, brother. I mean, yeah, that's the golden ticket. That's where you want to be at. I mean, that's how these guys that I mentioned to you that you say you're familiar with some of them, that's how those guys stay busy. Like I said, it's not that they're doing anything that's, you know, that's amazing or different than you. It's just that placement on that first page. So let's get you on there. Mr. Norris, what's your email address?
Here's the question I have for you.
Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Say I pay this $250 for a couple months.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work like I want it to. I decide to cancel that. What happens to my website what happens to my website?
Okay. Well, keep in mind, like I told you, this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. So you're not obligated to stay with us. Okay. Because we work strictly under Google guidelines, right? We're not a third party like Home Advisor or Angie's where they'll restrain the domain from you. No, we are required to sell that domain to you if you ever leave for $99, right? So if we built the website and you want to buy the rights to the domain, to the site, we have to sell that to you at $99. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're with us 3 months or 3 years. The $99 pricing stay the same.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, you do hold the right to cancel the service at any time if you're not happy with what we're doing. But if I'm being straight with you, I don't think you're going to want to cancel after, you know, like you said, as long as we're, you know, keeping you busy and, you know, we keep that flow of work coming in, I mean, there's no reason for you to part way with our company.
Yep.
No. No. What's your email address, sir?
It's norrisfenceandwelding@gmail.com.
Norris Fence, you said?
Yes.
And welding at gmail.com. Yep. Now the 4940-284-0213, is that number a good number that you want to show on Google where the clients can reach you?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me update that. And then what address do you have the business registered to?
231 County Road 339. Okay.
I'm throwing a zip code of 76240.
Yes.
Okay. And then on that first page of Google, Aaron, what days and what times that you wanted to show that you are available to take phone calls from?
7 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay.
I already started setting up a Google page. I sent the video in,
uh-huh,
and it didn't work, so I'm just not verified, but I have the page partially set up.
It's okay. You can disregard it. We are primary Google partner, so if there's anything on the back end, we'll be able to look at that and find out. But you can go ahead and disregard it. Don't worry about it. Are you doing emergency calls, Mr. Norris?
No. I mean, it's not something that what the services I offer really is an emergency.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then how about Sundays? Are you open Sundays?
No.
Okay. Perfect.
I'll take phone calls on Sundays if they choose to call, but I'd just rather not say that I'm open on Sundays.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, it's probably not a good idea to put any hours if you're not willing to work, because then, you know, you'll start getting phone calls, and, you know, if it's not a working day, so we'll just leave it blank as a close on Sundays. Okay, are you licensed and insured, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize for the question. We just have to verify. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, and what is the exact name of the Facebook that you have?
It's ABOB Septic and Excavation, LLC, I think.
I was just going to ask you that. Does it have the LLC? Okay.
Yeah, let me look. Yes, it does.
It does. Okay. Thank you. With LLC. Okay. Perfect. And then you do have a few pictures, you said, right? I mean, not many, just a few?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking because those we're going to put those on Google and then on the website that we'll build for you. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. Tomorrow Friday, Aaron, you'll get a call from our IT department. These are the guys that do all the back end work that work directly with Google. They're the ones that are going to put you on the first page, you know, create the website, start the ads on Facebook. What time tomorrow do you have about 20 to 30 minutes to spare where they can speak with you to collect any further information?
I don't know. About 10 is probably fine. I don't know exactly, but about 10.
Okay, hold on.
I think will work.
Okay, I put you down for 10 a.m. Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Perfect. And you do have access to norrisfenceandwelding@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct. And it's spelled out.
Yeah, I did put A-N-D. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you for telling me that. Yeah, because I don't see the little sign on it anywhere, so that's why I put A&D on your email. Okay, perfect. All right, I'm just asking because I'm going to send all the confirmation there. We do need a security question to secure the account. This is in the event that you call us or we call you. This will be the security question for the account. You get to choose one of three. The first is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
The pet's first name.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Ryder.
Okay. Is that with a Y or an I?
I don't know. R-Y. D-E-R.
Okay. Perfect. It's one of my nephew's name, actually. Ryder. Okay, perfect. All right, Ryder. Okay, make sure you don't forget that, and if you ever do want anyone to have access to the account, you would have to provide them with that security answer, brother.
Okay.
All right, and then in reference to the payment, Aaron, how did you want to take care of this? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex.
I'll just put it on my MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. MasterCard, start with a number 5 whenever you're ready.
5556-7560-9020-2304.
Perfect. Expiration?
04/27.
04/2027. Okay. And then the security code, which is the last three digits behind the card.
295.
295. Okay. Stand by for me while I just verify that this is a valid card. 1 second, sir. Right. I just got to read our voice verification to you here, Mr. Aaron, and then we'll wrap up here. Okay, I just need you maybe for about 4 minutes. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If there's anything you need me to clarify, please ask me to do so. I'll be more than happy to do that for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. And it also is going to outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash, and it works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that the order is correct, can you please state the name of the business?
Avolt Septic and Excavation, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Aaron Norris, owner-operator.
Thank you very much, sir. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of ABOB Septic and Excavation, LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Aaron, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised if you do get calls from companies that is not us, that's why we provided that security question for you, which is Ryder. You would be the only one that knows that. Okay. We also ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails.
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing? Basically, if you hire other companies that do marketing, just to keep us in the loop. I mean, that normally happens when you have, like, you know, two or three companies. But anyhow, if you do hire anyone, we ask that you just let us know because, you know, we want to make sure that. Right. We're aware of that. Yeah, I did know then. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Your initial payment term will be charged today, which is September 5th. It's the $249 with the one-time $99 setup charge. That is a total of $348. When your payment renews, which won't be until October 5th, your flat rate amount is $249. That amount will not change. That's going to be your flat rate moving forward. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Aaron, and you do hold the right to cancel this at any time if you're not satisfied with our service. Okay. We simply ask you to call our 877-635-6225 customer service number and speak to a live agent prior to your renewal date if you did want to ever cancel our service. That same number that I text you from for the website, that's the same customer service number. Okay. Just to let you know, you already have it. Okay. All right. Just give me about two more minutes here. Let me wrap this up here. Bear with me one quick second. You are going to receive some emails shortly, Aaron, welcoming you to the company. You will receive an email that does say this is your invoice. On the email that says this is your invoice, you want to open that up. There's going to be a small link that says terms and conditions. You have to hit that link, and then right on the bottom of it, you're going to see your phone number. And then under your number, there's going to be two small square boxes. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when necessary. And the second box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract. Your flat rate is $249 a month, and that you hold the right to cancel the service anytime if you're not satisfied. Right under that, you're going to see your name, Aaron Norris. You have to type in your name with your keyboard and then hit submit. What that does is that that sends that information over to our IT guys, and then they'll be able to pop that up when they call you tomorrow, because that's one of the first questions they'll ask you is, hey, Aaron, did you get a chance to complete the terms and conditions? If for any reason you don't get to it, Aaron, don't worry about it. When they call you tomorrow, let them know that you didn't get a chance to do it, and they'll walk you through it step by step. But it's quite simple. But if for whatever reason you don't get to it, just let them know, and they'll walk you through it. Let me be the first one, Mr. Norris, to welcome you to the family. We're looking forward in, you know, the relationship between ABOB Septic and Excavation and our company to be a long-term one. You know, I know that as long as we are executing and keeping you business, you know, bringing you business, there's no reason, you know, for us to lose you as a customer. So that's why we're looking forward for this to be a long-term relationship, brother. So just do me a favor. Please make sure to do your best to get that phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m. from the IT guys, because if you don't, then we would have to reschedule it for next week since we don't work on the weekends. Yeah. So I'll send you an email with a reminder of the appointment as well. And if you get a chance, try to complete those terms and conditions. You just got to click on both of those little square boxes and then type in your name exactly as it appears. And again, Mr. Norris, thank you for giving us the opportunity to show you what we're able to do here as Google partners. You know, want to wish you a great day, brother, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Aaron. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.